how to work with just see rest. You learn how to work with just hear rest. You learn how to work with just feel rest. And then you learn how to work with all of them, just letting your attention move from one to the other. Now, of course, the see rest or hear rest or feel rest, they may or may not be available. If they're not available, then you don't have to do those techniques. You can do other techniques. I have to sort of apologize because these techniques, my techniques, are made to be taught individually. They're actually not easy to teach to a group. In our retreats in the United States, everybody has a personal private coach that makes sure that they have, that they're doing the technique according to the instructions. So it's a little awkward in this environment with a group trying to convey the idea of how to do it. But we just do our best with the situation. So if you like these techniques, you can use them, but remember you're free to practice whatever you prefer. So that's four techniques that I mentioned. See rest, hear rest, feel rest, and then focus on rest, broad float, where you work with all of them. Then the fifth technique we introduced yesterday, which was what I call nurture positive. Nurture positive is a broadening of the concept of metta. So metta, or loving kindness practice, Brahma Vihara, it's also called. You either make some phrases in your head, they're called metta phrases. You try to get some loving feelings in your body. Maybe you visualize certain things, situations, and so forth. So I just sort of generalized or broadened that to include other possibilities. So one way you can do nurture positive is positive emotion, where the content of the talk, the image, the sensation is related to something like love, joy, piety, like towards God, or something like that. So to me, that's nurture positive emotion. One way to keep in a meditation state in daily life, one way among many, is to constantly try to have positive emotion just in feeling in the emotional body in your, because maybe you have to use your mind for thinking, you have to use your eyes and ears to sort of orient to the world. But when we're with other human beings, you know, we look at another person, we hug or we interact. So, you know, if you can keep the loving kindness going in the body all day, that's sort of like radiating a message. So I just share that with you as one possibility. So that's positive emotion. Now, another broad category of positive would be what I call positive cognition. So cognition is just a psychologist's way of saying a thought pattern. And sometimes it has the connotation of habitual thought pattern. So let's say that there's some negative thought pattern that you have. It could be anything. I gave the example yesterday of flying is dangerous. Well, that's actually not the case. Relatively speaking, flying is safe. So let's say that there's some mental tape, some thought, some belief that you have that is limiting your life, that's causing problems, and you would like to weaken that belief and strengthen its opposite. The Buddha called this Tadanga Pahana. That's actually the word in Pali. It means replacing a negative with its opposite. So let's say that that exists for you. There's some negative belief that you would like to, that you habitually go to, and you'd like to go to its opposite by way of habit. So that would be one possibility. Or maybe there's some positive belief that you have that's good and useful, and you'd like to strengthen it. So if you would like to either strengthen the opposite of a negative belief, or that you currently have, or you would like to strengthen a positive belief that you currently have, then you can create the talk, a sentence or a word, a phrase that contains the belief you want to strengthen. You can create an image of that more positive thought. And you can do the same technique we did yesterday for positive emotions. You can do it for positive thought patterns or useful thought patterns. So today we're going to explore that. So I'm going to guide you, and we're going to do the restful state. And the restful state sort of, to a certain extent, take you beyond the mind and body, beyond the self and the world. It's just like rest. So they represent going back. They are deconstruction, going back into the tranquility. And then we're going to reconstruct with the nurture positive. And in this case, it's going to be positive thought, positive cognition. So I just wanted to share that with you as what we're going to do. When we, you'll remember yesterday, we worked for 90 minutes, and then I had an hour where I met with the first timers in my interview room across the way here. Room, I think it's number 11, is it? So I think we were able to help the first timers get a little clearer about what they're doing. So there is still the problem that I count about at least 20 notes were put to me of people asking questions. And when I read those notes over, they're good questions. They're valid questions. If I sit here and answer those questions, and no one's going to do anything but hear answers to questions, you're not going to have a chance to meditate. That's how long it might take. So what to do? Because I do want to answer your questions. So here's what we're going to do. Today, from 11:30 to 12:30, anyone that put a question up for me that I haven't answered yet, you can come to that room today and or tomorrow. And that's when that'll be just for answering questions. Questions that were put on the board that I didn't get to. Or if you have something compelling that you really need to ask me, we're going to try to address them that way. So that's not to just come and hear discussion. Don't come there to hear discussion. You have a question. It's specific, and I didn't answer it yet. Well, I feel bad if I'm going to try to answer as many of them as possible that way. So we're going to work now until 11:30, and then there'll be like a very short break, and then most of you will come back here and have there'll be another sit until lunch. Those of you that had questions, some of you that had questions, if you want, during that time, while the sit's happening here, I'll be there. And that's all that. So those are broad questions. Now let's do some practice. Once again, take a moment to stretch up and settle in. Notice when you settle in that that causes some relaxation. That's feel rest. And now continue with the theme of restful states. If you're aware, if you can find or create restfulness in the body, note that as feel rest. If you're drawn to the dark or the bright with your eyes closed, see rest. If there's no mental talk or there's some direction in space where there's no sound, hear rest. Broadly, float among the restful qualities, whichever ones might be available. If you wish to label, you can do so. See rest, hear rest, feel rest. Or some modification of that, whatever works for you. Good. Now, let's explore just see rest. With your eyes open, that's a defocus, soft focus. With your eyes closed, it's looking at the dark or the bright or the mixture. This form of rest is related to what's called kasina and nimitta in the jhana practice. Good. Now, it's possible that at this time, here rest is available. It's also possible it's not available. There may be an absence of mental talk, or sound may be absent in some direction, or you can hear around the talk and the sound. You can through it, behind it, to an underlying tranquility. In that case, we'll say that here rest is available. If not, then just go back to see rest or move forward to feel rest. Otherwise, let's explore the possibility of here rest. Remember that when an external sound arises, it may cause mental talk to activate, but it could also cause mental talk to turn off, creating a subjective here rest, triggered by an objective here out. One of the reasons that people like focusing on sounds is that it turns off mental talk. But you can focus on how the sound is making the restful state in talk space. That's one part of here rest. Now, let's explore feel rest. You can find it just because the body is still. You can create it by dropping your jaw, dropping your shoulders, loosening your arm. You can find feel rest perhaps in your out-breath. The muscles relax. They have to work on the in-breath, but there's a contrast. It's subtle, but there's a relaxation in the core from beginning to end of the out-breath. Always, non-rest may be very intensely present, but you can still intentionally focus on the subtle rest. Subtle can be significant. Let's explore feel rest for a few minutes. Okay, good. Now, we started with a broad focus, then we went narrow. We sort of did a close-up. Each of the restful flavors. Now let's go back to broad. See rest, hear rest, feel rest. A given restful state might be stable. It might be without any change. Or it might flow. It might show you anicca, impermanence. If a restful state is stable, good. Enter a timeless world with it. Nothing changes. That will deepen the absorption. But if a restful state is flowing, if the sea rest vibrates or swirls, if the feel rest circulates, is wavy over your body, if the hear rest has a background hum to it, this is the impermanence of the restful state, the anicca, the flow within the rest. If flow is apparent, then when you note, see rest or hear rest or feel rest, open to the flow, let it massage you. It's nature, it's spirit working on you, purifying consciousness. Like when you get body work. The energy in the hands of the massage person breaks up the hard parts in the substance, body. So in the same way, the flow of nature, spirit, it breaks up the hard parts in the substance of the soul, softens the substance of consciousness itself. Flow, which can occur in the active states or the restful states. We're exploring restful states now. If flow is present, open to the flow. If there's no flow, that's natural too. Then open to the stability, the unchanging. Broadly flow. See flow, hear flow, feel flow. Appreciating the qualities of see rest, hear rest, feel rest. Appreciating the qualities of stability or flow that may be present. As you do this, non-rest will arise sooner or later. There'll be physical discomfort. There'll be mental images, mental talk, physical and emotional body sensations. Of course, one possibility is to observe those. But when we do focus on rest, we just let that happen in the background as much as possible. Of course, it's also the case that anytime you want, you can shift posture. If discomfort becomes too distracting, the restful states create equanimity. They create an openness in the mind and body, a kind of container within which activations from within and from without can arise with a little bit less interference, a little less impedance. One way to deepen practice with restful states is to detect the flow within them. This leads to insight. Another way to deepen practice through restful states is to attempt to focus on rest for longer and longer periods of time, processing the non-rest. It work its way through. The process of purification. Okay, good. Now, I invite you to stretch out and make yourself comfortable if you wish, because we're going to transition to nurture positive, which in general, it's a little easier to do that if you're comfortable. Yesterday, we explored broadly the theme of positive emotion. Today, we're going to nurture the theme of positive thought pattern, positive idea, cognition. There may be some negative thought that you would like to replace with a positive one. In your life, the specific in this case, or there may be some positive thought that you already have that you would like to continue and make stronger. So you can either take a positive that you already have, or you can take the opposite of a negative that you habitually have. You'll recall the steps. First, explore it in talk feeling space. Find the syllable, word, phrase, sentence, or sequence of sentences that represents the positive concept. Repeat that as a concentration over and over in talk space. If you can find pleasant emotion to accompany that in feeling space of the body, good. Remember that the pleasant emotion may be triggered by the talk. Or it can also be produced by physically smiling. Also, your body may have emotional joy because of restful states or flow states that continuously trigger emotional pleasure in the body. So there are numerous possible sources for pleasant emotion in the body that may be available, including just physically smiling. So if you can have the positive mental talk and a pleasant emotion in the body that accompanies it, good. If not, just okay, accept that. And it's just talk as a concentration. And create a mental image that is related to or represents the positive thought. Once again, it may be possible to access pleasant emotion in the body. Otherwise, just the image for a moment. Good. So this is sort of the warm-up. We've explored this particular positive thought auditorially, visually, and even somatically. Now decide. Would I like to focus just on the visual part of this thought? Or just the auditory? Or just the associated emotion in the body? Or would I like to do it in image and talk, or image and body, or talk and body, or all three at once? Hold this positive direction. As you do this, negative may come up. That's okay. It's actually good. Your concentration, your clarity is going towards the positive, but your equanimity embraces any possible negative. You're purifying consciousness, even though you're not focusing on the negative. You are digesting it by letting it expand and contract as it wishes in the background, while the positive occupies the foreground. It's a concentration exercise. Taste the concentration. It's a clarity exercise. You're becoming intimate with your subjective system by intentionally activating it as opposed to passively observing it. But it's still clarity, getting to know it. This kind of practice has two long-term effects, one general and one specific. In general, it's developing the same skills as the other techniques. More specifically, it's imparting a positive habit of thought. Good. Good work, folks.